It's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump is refusing to back down on comments he made, calling President Obama the founder of Islamic State and Hillary Clinton its most valuable player.
I think we'll give Hillary Clinton the, you know, if you're on a sports team, most valuable player, MVP. You get the MVP award. ISIS will hand her the most valuable player award.
The latest bit of controversy comes as dozens of frustrated Republicans gathered signatures on Thursday for a letter to Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus urging him to stop helping Trump. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, was in Warren, Michigan Thursday, where she formally unveiled her economic plans.
He would give trillions in tax cuts to big corporations, millionaires, and Wall Street money managers. That would explode our national debt and eventually lead to massive cuts in priorities like education, health care, and environmental protection.
Clinton said Trump's economic plans will do nothing to help most Americans. In financial news, the International Energy Agency said Thursday that global demand for oil will grow less than expected next year due to a weaker world economy, though oversupply of crude is ending. The International Monetary Fund said Thursday it'll grant Egypt a $12 billion loan over 3 years to help the Arab world's most populous country mend its ailing economy following years of unrest. And strong gains by energy companies and retailers helped nudge each of the major U.S. stock indexes to a record high close on Thursday. In Rio, swimmer Michael Phelps has won his 22nd Olympic gold in the 200 individual medley. This is VOA.